Read verses 1 through 7.
不太好翻哈，在旧约。
It may not be easy to find. It's in the Old Testament.
好，第一章第一节，当祭司秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒，有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩押地去寄居。
Chapter 1, verse 1. Now it came about in the days when the judges governed that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the land of Moab with his wife and his two sons.
这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻子名叫拿俄米，他两个儿子，一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基年，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人，他们到了摩押地就住在那里。
The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem in Judah. Now they entered the land of Moab and remained there.
后来拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下儿妇人和他的两个儿子。这两个儿子娶了摩押女子为妻，一个名叫俄尔巴，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约十年。
Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They took for themselves Moabite women as wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other, Ruth, and they lived there about 10 years.
马伦和基年二人也死了，剩下拿俄米没有丈夫，也没有儿子。
Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and the woman was bereft of her two children and her husband.
她就与两个儿妇起身，要从摩押地回归，因为她在摩押地听见耶和华眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食与他们。
Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the land of Moab, for she had heard in the land of Moab that the Lord had visited his people in giving them food.
于是她和两个儿妇起行。 离开所住的地方，要回犹大地去。
So she departed from the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah.
好，我们再来看新约圣经马太福音第一章。
Let's take a look at in the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 1.
新约圣经第一本书马太福音第一章，我们看先看第一节。
The first book of the New Testament, book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 1.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。The
record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
看第五节，撒门从拿赫氏生波阿斯，波阿斯从路德氏，路德氏就是路德哈，路德氏生俄贝德，俄贝德生耶西。Salmon
was the father of Boaz by Rahab. Boaz was the father of Obed by Ruth, and this is the same Ruth. And Obed, the father of Jesse.
耶西生大卫王，大卫从乌利亚的妻子生所罗门。Jesse
was the father of David the king. David was the father of Solomon by Bathsheba, who had been the wife of Uriah.
然后看第十六节，雅各，我们不能没有时间哈，我们不能把这个圣经全部读完，我们跳着读一下，大概把那个意思告诉大家。然后第十六节。 雅各生约瑟，约就是玛利亚的丈夫，那称为基督的耶稣，是从玛利亚生的。And
verse 16, we can't read the entire passage because of time, so we're going to jump around so you can get the general picture. So in verse 16 it says, Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah.
好，我们低头先有点祷告。Now
let's bow our heads first for a word of prayer.
我们在天上的 父，我们的神，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Father who is in heaven, our God, we give you thanks, praise and thanksgiving.
谢谢你在今天早晨把我们一同召聚在这里，要听你儿子耶稣基督的福音。
We thank you that you've called us here together this morning so that we can hear the gospel of your Son.
我们实在是求你自己亲自做工在每一个人的心里面，特别是那些还在寻求认识你的人。
We ask that you would do your work in each one of us, especially for those who are still searching.
巴不得你能够借着你的灵亲自对每一个人在他们的心里讲话。
And would you, by your Spirit, speak to each one of our hearts?
把你的话语能够开启在他们心里。
So that your word will be revealed in their hearts.
他们听见，他们真的就愿意回家。
And so that once they hear, they're willing to come home.
回到创造我们的神那里。
to return home to the God who created us.
接受你的儿子耶稣基督为我们的救赎主。
And to accept our Son, the Lord Jesus, as our Savior.
使我们能够被称为你的儿女。
So that we may be called your children.
我们谢谢你，我们也要把我们心中所有的感谢和赞美归给你。
We thank you. We want to give you all of our praise and thanksgiving.
这样祷告乃是奉你爱子耶稣基督的名。
And we pray this in your beloved Son, Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们还是回到我们的路德记哈。
So let's return to the book of Ruth.
我们前段时间哈，也是我不知道记不起什么时候了，听到那个微信上面有一个这样的帖子说，我们这些人，普通的人，包括在座的绝大部分都是普通人。
So some time ago, there was a WeChat post that says something about us ordinary folks.
Yeah. 我们再过四代五代，就再也没有人记得我们是谁了。
So that for ordinary people, after four or five generations, no one would remember who we are.
甚至这个世上没有任何可以找到你的踪迹，除了可能那有一个墓地，谁也不知道里边葬的是谁。
And that nobody would be able to find out about who you are except for maybe a tomb headstone.
这就是现实啊！我们每个人，只要你是个普通人，最终过了四代，就是我现在有孙子了，就孙子的下一代可能就不知道我是谁了。那再过一代，那根本就不是，更是如此。
And so that's what they said about four or five generations. No one will remember who you are. I have grandchildren, so the generation after them, and perhaps the generation after them, no one would know who I am.
Yeah, 但是我们今天要来看的这个人叫路德，他却不是这样的。
But the person we are looking at today, Ruth, she was not like this.
其实他是一个非常非常平凡的人。
She was actually a very ordinary person.
结果被记载在圣经里边，单独有一本书啊，用他的名字来命名叫《路德记》。
But yet she has a singular book named after her in the Bible.
然后呢？他还是我们所说的以色列最荣耀的君王大卫的祖先，那他是他的曾祖母。
And she was also the great grandmother of the Israelites' most glorious king David.
还不光如此，他还是我们今天所每个人都想要知道的这位耶稣基督的在他的家谱的里面。
And not only that, she is in the genealogy of this Lord Jesus that everyone wants to know.
也就是说，最终从他那里，好像看出了我们主耶稣基督被生出来。
And so it's to say that the Lord Jesus was born from her line.
还不光如此。
And not only that.
你知道每年啊，我们这个是四月份，路德记发生的时间正好是四月份，就现在这个月日公历啊。
And also not only that, right now it is the month of April, and we know that the time frame for the book of Ruth was in the month of April.
到了下个月五月份的时候，就是以色列人的五旬节，就是收割最后的日子。
And in next month in May is the Pentecost.
Yeah. 你知道每年以色列人直到今天虔诚的以色列人。都在五月份，就下个月的时候，要把《路德记》重新翻出来读一遍，诵读一遍。
You know that every May, in times past and today as well, all the Israelites would read the book of Ruth once.
所以路德是非常蒙福的。
And so you know that Ruth was quite blessed.
这么直到现在都是，可能两千多年，三千年过去了。还每年都有人在纪念他。
So even though about 3,000 years have passed, every year, people will remember her.
如果我们了解她的背景哈，我们会更吃惊。
And so if we understand her background, we'll be more amazed.
因为她处置一个民族叫摩亚族。
Because she came from a people known as the Moabites.
摩亚人哈，这个在圣经里边被记载是被咒诅的一群人。
And in the Bible, this people was recorded as a cursed people.
因为他们的祖先确实来的不正当，是家里边乱伦所生的。
Because their origin is from an incestuous relationship.
而且，当以色列神带领，借着摩西带领以色列人进迦南的时候，当时的摩押王，他们的国王，想要咒诅以色列人。
And also at the time when Moses was leading the people of Israel into Canaan, the king of the Moabites at that time wanted to attempted to curse the Israelites.
这个神不让他们咒诅，他们没办法，就用摩押女去诱惑以色列人犯罪。
And because the Moabite king was unsuccessful in cursing the people, he used the Moabite women to seduce the people.
当然，以色列人经不起这个女色的诱惑，就犯罪了。
And so the Israelites were not able to avert the temptation and they sinned.
神不得不在那个时候降灾在以色列人身上。
And so God at that time could only bring disasters upon the Israelites.
也因此神就咒诅摩押人，从此以后他们哪怕是过了不要说五代六代十代甚至永远都不可能进到耶和华的会中。
And at that time, God also cursed the Moabites, saying that to the fifth, to the tenth generation, none of them would ever enter the assembly of God.
也就是说，神跟他们无份无关。
And so, in other words, to say that God had nothing to do with them.
他们亲近不了神的。
They were unable to draw close to God.
其实现在回想起来，不光是摩押人被这样咒诅，我们哪个国家人不是也被咒诅，除以色列人以外。
And to think of it, What other nation was not cursed other than the Israelites?
我们啊，圣经告诉我们，我们这些人是跟以基督是无关的。
Because the Bible tells us that we have nothing to do with the Lord Jesus.
我们跟以色列，我们是在以色列，神跟以色列签的约的租约的局外人，我们是跟这个圣经旧约一点关系都没有的。
We are outside of the covenant that the Lord had with the Israelites. We are outside of this relationship here.
我们没有指望活在地上，也没有神。
We had no hope living on this earth, and we had no God.
所以我们中国人拜谁啊？我们就把我们的祖先当成神来拜。
And so who do we as Chinese worship? We worship our ancestors.
然后印度人就把自己当成神来敬拜，每个人都是神。
And then in Indian culture, each one of us of them is a god, and so they worship themselves.
其实所有这一切都是亚当夏娃造成的。
And in actuality, all of this is because of what Adam and Eve did.
因着他们犯罪，整个人类都落在这个咒诅的下面。
Because they sinned, the entire human race was put under a curse.
但是我们就发现啊，我们的问题就是为什么那个路德却蒙了这么大的祝福呢？
So then the question becomes, then why did Ruth receive such a huge blessing?
能够从这个咒诅的里面回到认识神，回到神的家了。
To come out of this curse and return to the household of God.
我想路德记发生这个背景是在那个三千年前以色列人在一个他的历史上一个非常黑暗的时期。
And so, Ruth's background happened, about 3,000 years ago during a very dark period of, Israelite history.
那个时候就叫所谓的四世纪四世时代。
And that was known as the time of the judges.
那么如果对比咱们中国呢就相当于三千年前的商朝。
And to, give context, that's about 3,000 years ago during the, Chinese Shang Dynasty.
Yeah.Song Dynasty,
Song Dynasty.
你知道那个时候中国的历史啊，实际上从那个时候才开始有的，直到今天我们都找不到更之前的，只是传说了。那么现在也就在那个时候，中国才开始记载自己的历史，但是路德记就在那个时候就发生了。
You know that this was the beginning of the written history for the Chinese people. Before that, there was no written record, word of mouth. And so this was the time of when Ruth happened.
那以色列当时的光景也非常不好啊，那个国家没有政府啊，叫无政府的，所以叫没有君王，个人就自己无政府状态嘛，个人就任意而行。
And so during that time in Israel, there was no king, and so everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
所以有时候呢，大家如果要想象是什么一个样子呢，就想象美国西部开发的时候，所以你知道美国有很多好莱坞的电影叫 Wild West。就那个地方你想要干啥都可以干啥，每个人身上都别着枪，对吧？你要不我要不看你不顺眼，拿着枪来就可以把你打了。
And so if you want to know what the environment was like during that time, you can think of in American history when they opened up the West, we call that the time of the Wild West, where everyone was their own ruler, and if you want and you carried guns around, if you wanted to, you could use it.
我刚到美国的时候特别喜欢看西部牛仔片啊，有一个电影叫 The Good, The Bad,The ugly, right? 就是我不知道怎么翻中文。
And so, I used to really like to watch westerns, and there was one particular movie called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
有的可能把它翻成好人、坏人和那些小人，对吧？西部就是这样的一个情形。
And so it was the good guys, the bad guys, and the villains. And so it was, this was the, what the time was like back then.
因为在你可以想象，在西部刚刚还在开发，所以那个时候没有政府嘛，可以想象。但以色列不是这样的。
So you can understand that during the opening of the West, there was no government there yet, and that's why it was so unruly. But the time of the Israelites wasn't like this.
以色列其实在实施之前是非常非常有秩序的。
But the time of the Israelites, previously, it had been very, very orderly.
当神借着摩西把他们从埃及带出来的时候，他们就像耶和华的军队，整整齐齐的，哪怕在一个地方住宿的时候，都是非常有规律、规有那个有方正的。
And so when Moses brought the Israelites out of Egypt, they were like Jehovah's army. They were very orderly, even when they were camped. It was rectangle.
The
center was a tabernacle.
就是会幕在正中心嘛，围着神的会幕坐，非常有秩序。旁边的国人看到都说：“哇，这是何等一个伟大的军队，耶和华神的军队。”
And so they surrounded in an orderly fashion the tabernacle, and all the orderly nations or neighboring nations marveled at them.
等他们一进到迦南，就是今天的巴勒斯坦，你知道今天以色列现在正在发生战争。这个伊朗在攻打以色列啊，大家都知道啊，昨天晚上开始的。但是等他们一进，当时哈，我在讲三千年前，一进迦南没多久，马上就混乱了，就没有政府的状态。
But once they entered into Canaan, which is today's Palestine, and we all know the conflict that is happening there, they became messy,
right.
Disorderly.
Yeah, yes. Okay. 你知道哈，在这个的被大环境下面，当时神就。就像饥荒在以色列的那个整个地上，犹大哈、啊，在那个以色列的南边，所以饥荒我们都知道，故事一开始就是当祭司秉政的时候，国中出现了遭遇饥荒，其实是神对以色列人犯罪的审判。
And so during this time, the Lord gave Israel a famine. And during we can see it during this story that this is a time of the famine. And the famine was actually God's judgment for Israel's sins.
结果这儿有一家人啊，这个时候看到以色列人在遭这个整个那个犹大被遭遇饥荒，就想要逃离神的审判，所以他们就决定全家搬到了以色列的东南面的摩押地去寄居。以为在那儿会逃避神的审判。
And so there was one family in
神的管教应该是。
In Judah, during this famine, they wanted to flee God's judgment and God's discipline, and so they thought to if they left Judah, they could outrun this.
结果我们再看刚才读第二段圣经，你想要逃避神的管教，因为他们犯罪嘛，结果更重的管教降临到这家人的身上。
And as we can see, that because they wanted to flee the Lord's discipline, even harsher discipline fell upon them.
结果全家的男人都死光了。
All of the men of this family died.
剩下三个寡妇。
And it left three widows.
这个时候，这个当做婆婆的啊，听说神重新眷顾啊犹大地以色列人，所以他就想要回去，回到他原来的家。
So then at this time, the mother-in-law heard that the Lord had visited Israel, and so she wanted to go back home.
两个儿媳妇中其中的一个跟着路的回去了。
And so one of the daughters-in-law, Ruth, returned with her.
这个人就是路德啊。然后呢，她整个人生就因此而改变。
And Ruth, because she followed Naomi back home, her entire life was transformed.
最后结婚生子。啊，进入了被写进圣经、被记在耶稣基督的家谱的里面。
And she re-wed and had children and was written into the genealogy of Jesus and David.
所以各位在座哈、啊，弟兄姊妹或者朋友们，其实就在这个大环境非常黑暗的时候，好像有很多人在读路德记的时候，就发现，好像在这个黑压压的一片的时候，一束光，一束美丽的光，有美丽的爱情故事，有非常敬虔的信仰。好像照射下来，在这个黑暗中。
And so that brothers and sisters and friends, you'll find that during this very dark time, a difficult time, that there was actually a light that shone through, and we can find this love story.
使那些在黑暗中的人好像看到了点希望。
And it's almost like those who were in the dark found hope.
今天我们生活这个时代是不是这样的？
And do you feel that this is how we feel like we are living in today's time?
小的时候啊，我们一看电影也好，或者什么的话，一下就知道谁是好人，谁是坏人，对吧？ 一看那个长相就知道这是坏人， and 非常分非常能够分得清楚。
And when we watch movies, even when we are young, as we are watching, we immediately know who is the bad guy, who is the good guy.
不管是中国大陆拍的电影还是好莱坞电影，你都能看得出来谁是好人，谁是坏人。
Whether it's a Chinese producer or American Hollywood produced movie, you immediately know who is the good and bad guy.
但是今天我们所面临周围的事情，谁能够告诉我谁是对的，谁是错的，谁是谁非？
But in today's time, who can say who is right, what is right and what is wrong, who is evil, who is good?
今天俄罗斯和乌克兰战争，请告诉我谁是对的，谁是对的，谁是错的。
And so today, can you tell me who was right in the Russian-Ukraine conflict?
然后中国和美国之间现在斗得热火朝天的，请问中国是站在正义面，还是美国是站在正义面？
And with the conflict between the U.S. and China, can you tell me who is standing on the right side?
以色列和哈马斯同样，谁是正义的，谁是邪恶的
？And with Hamas and Israel, who is standing on the right side, who is on the wrong?
我不是在这讨论谁对谁错啊，我讨论到下来那个弟兄就找我说，你怎么讲这些？因为我们都不敢在教会里面讲这些。按理说教会我们是讲真理的地方，但很多时候，甚至连我们觉得同性恋这样的事情应该是很明显的是错的，但是有时候我们都非常小心，不敢讲，为什么？因为这个时代非常黑暗，根本看不出来，一下看不出来什么是对，什么是错，什么是是，什么是非。
So I'm not here to debate who is in the right and who is in the wrong here at church. And because oftentimes we don't debate these things. And why is that? We're here at the church, we should be talking about truth. For example, even matter of fact truth such as homosexuality, who is in the right and who is in the wrong. And we often do not know. And why is this? It's because we live in a very dark time.
Yeah, 真的是我们圣经里边叫把这段时间叫做最后世界末世的最后一段时间，越来越黑暗。我们相信到后面，主耶稣都说非常迷惑人，我们真的很难分得清楚什么是真理啊，什么是对，什么是错。
And we are living in the last of the end times, and it is even more confusing. The Bible says to differentiate between right and wrong.
所以啊，我想路德记给我们看到一线光啊，怎么样在这个黑暗的时代。啊，主啊，那些各位在座，尤其是在寻求信仰的、寻找真理的人，啊，真是使我们看到一下，哇，真那个光在哪里，那个希望在哪里。
And so this book of Ruth can give us an example of light, especially for those who are still searching for the truth. This book is a book of light.
所以今天我们其实啊，我们讲了那么多，我发现我的速度很慢。我们想要来回答一个非常重要的问题。路德啊，他是一个被咒诅的一个族类，他怎么蒙这么大的福
？And so the question we want to answer today is that Ruth, she is from a cursed people. So how does she receive such an enormous blessing?
在如此黑暗的时代，周围都是黑压压的，她怎么就能够蒙福了
？In such a dark time, how was she blessed?
首先，我们要承认一点哈，是神的拣选。
First of all, we need to understand that this is God's choosing.
因为如果神要不施恩的话，没有一个人可以能够凭着自己来到神的面前。
Because if it was not for God's mercy, then no one could themselves come before God.
啊，我们常常有时候福音朋友说，为什么神拣选以色列人，不拣选我们中国人
？And sometimes our gospel friends will say, why did God choose the Israelites and didn't choose us Chinese?
我们中国人也很聪明呢，印度人也会说，那为什么不拣选我们印度人？我们也很聪明啊。
We'll say, we Chinese are very smart. The same goes for us Indians. Why did he not choose Indians?
圣经根本神就根本不接受这个反驳。圣经说什么？神要拣选，神要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，神要恩待谁就恩待谁。
And so the Bible does not give any credence to this argument because it says that God will have mercy on whom He has mercy and compassion on whom He has cast.
因为他是宇宙万物的创造者、主宰者。
Because He is the creator of the universe.
但是我们的神也不是不讲理的。
But our God is also not unreasonable.
他也以理服人。
And he also wants to convince people rational.
整本旧约圣经啊，神让我们看见。
The entire Old Testament allows us to see.
没有一个人，不管你是以色列人还是其他任何一个民族，以色列周围的民族，没有一个人能够达到神圣洁的公义、圣洁的要求。
That not one people, including the Israelites, can meet the holy standard of God.
也要受审，因为你达不到神的标准，神的圣洁，你就要被神审判。
And because you cannot reach to the standard of God's holiness, you will receive judgment.
所以以色列人，你别看神拣选他们，他们所遭受的苦难远远超过这地上任何一个民族。
But you see that as God's chosen people, the Israelites also received more disasters than anyone else.
Yeah, 他们虽然蒙神的祝福，但是他们因着自己犯罪，也遭受神的审判。
They received God's blessing, but because of their sin, they also received God's discipline.
所以，如果你要有兴趣，你就把旧约圣经翻到最后一页，最后一句话，叫做“免得我来咒诅遍地”。圣经旧约给我们一个最初的结束就是什么？就是如果你们达不到神的要求，神来咒，要来咒诅这个遍地，不管你是谁，以色列人也好，中国人也好，印度人也好。
And so if you're interested, you can turn to the very last phrase of the Old Testament, and where it says, the Lord says he will smite the land with a curse. And so it is true for all peoples, Israelite or not, that if you cannot reach God's holy standard, then you will be cursed.
啊，这就是神借着以色列整个历史，借着整本圣经告诉我们的故事。
So this is the story that God uses and in the Old Testament uses the Israelites as an example to show us.
到了新约时代，神把他的慈爱显明。
And then in the time of the New Testament, the Lord shows us, then reveals to us His love.
我们都知道这个故事，古老的故事，耶稣基督啊，道成肉身，为我们人类所有的人，以色列人也好，其他各种人也好，所有的罪被钉死在十字架上。
And so we know this very old story that the Lord Jesus became human to save us from our sin.
然后呢，他的血可以洁净我们所有愿意相信他的人所有的罪。
And His blood can cleanse us of all our sins.
所以我们可以达到神公义圣洁的要求。
And so that we can meet God's holy and righteous standards.
这个救恩最先就是临到以色列人的。
And this first came upon the Israelites.
然后后来就临到了我们这些外邦人，包括路德在内，像路德这样的人。
And then came upon us Gentiles, including Ruth.
啊，圣经这样告诉我们，他说我们的神愿意万人得救，不愿一个人沉沦。
And the Bible tells us that He wants all to be saved. He doesn't want anyone to perish.
圣经说愿意人人每一个人都悔改，相信耶稣基督得永生。
That all would repent and gain eternal life from our Lord Jesus.
我们的问题是什么？为什么今天地上，既然神有这么大的胸怀，愿意万人得救，不愿意一个人沉沦？
But then, what is the issue? If God has this desire so that all would be saved and not one would perish,
为什么今天地上绝大部分人都还是没有得救？
Why is it that the majority of people on earth today are still not saved?
绝大部分人都还是不信耶稣基督。
The majority of people still do not believe in the Lord Jesus.
你神不是愿意万人得救吗？
Isn't it that the Lord wants all to be saved?
我们今天要记着路德，很简单的来看，好像为什么路德可以得救，可以脱离那个咒诅被得救。
And so we want to take Ruth as an example and look at her simply to see how she could leave that curse and become saved.
希望路德的经历，路德的见证，能够帮助我们来寻求这位神。
And that we hope that Ruth's experience and her testimony could show us more about God.
你说路德生活在三千年前，跟我们十万八千里，对吧？
And you say that Ruth lived 3,000 years ago.
其实她的得救跟我们今天得救非常相似。
But in actuality, her salvation and our salvation is very similar.
路德是因为有一家以色列人想要逃避神的管教，跌倒了，因为结果受更重的神的管教，到了摩押地区遇见了路德，对吧？是因为以色列人的跌倒，以色列这家人的跌倒，使他能够遇见神。
And so, Ruth was saved because an Israelite family tried to escape and fell and failed, and then because of that, Ruth was introduced into God.
今天我们每一个人，圣经也告诉我们，是因为以色列人跌倒，使我们蒙恩得救。
And so the Bible tells us that today is because the Israelites failed and fell that we have now received blessing.
罗马书告诉我们，是因为以色列人失足，使我们今天可以富有。
And because of the Israelites' failures, that today we can have blessings.
以色列人的过失使我们可以富有啊！不光是如此，路德说他要把以色列的神当做自己的神。其实今天我们也是这样的。我们最终会发现到，原来以色列的神 就是我们的神。
Not only that, Ruth said that your God shall be my God, and that is the same for us today, that the God of the Israelites is also our God.
我们很羡慕啊，以色列那个路德被写进了耶稣基督的家谱，写在圣经的里面。
And so we are quite envious that Ruth was recorded in the Bible and part of Lord Jesus' genealogy.
今天我们得救，你知道神把我们写在哪里吗？
And do you know that today, after we are saved, where is our name written?
神把我们写在那个永生的那个生命册上。神自己面前有一本书叫生命册，就写把我们的名字写在里面，那是永恒的。
And our name is written in the book of life. This book that the Lord has in front of him called the book of life, our name is written in it.
路德在基督耶稣的家谱的里面，我们今天在神的谱里面，我们也成了神的儿女，我们继承了神所给我们的产业。
And so Ruth was written into the genealogy of the Lord, and likewise so are we.
我得快一点哈，我们现在要来看最关键的，那路德就得救究竟是怎么得救的？为什么他可以从那个咒诅的状态被的认识神得救了？
And so I need to move along. And so the most important part is, how is it that Ruth left behind the curse and gained salvation?
其实原因可以有很多很多。我想每个人读圣经路德记，虽然不多啊，只有四章，都可以找到各种各样的原因。但是我觉得有两个最最关键的原因。
I think if you read the book of Ruth, you can find many reasons, but I think there are two main reasons.
这两个原因都可以应用在我们每一个人的身上，能够去认识耶稣基督，能够得救。
And we can use these two reasons for us to learn about the Lord Jesus and to gain salvation.
我们先来看第一个原因哈，我们今天来再读一下路德记第一章。
And so the first reason, let's also read again in the book of Ruth.
好，我们读第八节开始读到第十八节。
Verses 8 to 18.
啊，为了快一点的缘故，因为我要节约时间啊，我的中文你就 skip 了。
好 ，OK. And for time's sake, I will read it in Chinese only.
好，第八节，这就是路德得救的为什么得救的第一个关键的原因哈。拿俄米对两个儿妇说：“你们个人回娘家去吧，愿耶和华恩待你们，像你们恩待已死的人和我一样。”第九节，愿耶和华使你们各在新夫家中的平安。于是拿俄米就是婆婆哈，给与他们亲嘴。他们就放声而哭，说：“不然，我们必与你一同回你本国去。”拿俄米说：“我女儿们呐、啊，回去吧，为何要跟我去呢？我还能生子做你们的丈夫吗？我女儿们呐、啊，回去吧，我年纪老迈，不能再有丈夫。既或说我还有指望，今夜有丈夫可以生子。”你们岂能等他们长大呢？你们岂能等他们不嫁别人呢？我女儿们呢，不要这样，我为你们的缘故甚是愁苦，因为耶和华伸手攻击我。两个儿妇又放声而哭，俄尔巴与婆婆亲嘴而别，只是路德舍不得拿俄米。拿俄米说：“看啊，你嫂子已经回她本国和他所拜的神那里去了，你也跟着你的嫂子回去吧。”路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往那里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在那里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。你在哪里死，我也在那里死，也葬在那里。除非死能使我你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。”拿俄米见路德定义要跟随自己去，就不再劝他了。好，我们中文英文就希望弟兄姊妹自己看了。我想这段圣经让我们看见路德蒙这么大的祝福的一个第一个原因在哪里呢？我们都知道这个婆婆拿俄米她有两个儿妇啊，这两个儿妇都和婆婆生活在一起啊，如果结婚，从结婚算起来差不多有十年的时间了。他们在婆婆家中
So this passage, I think, shows us the first reason as to why Ruth was so blessed. And so we see in the story that Naomi had two daughters-in-law who lived with her for about 10 years.
Yeah. 那么这两个儿妇给婆婆相助，其实他们所听见的福音是同一个福音。
And so as they lived with their mother-in-law, they heard the same gospel.
他们也看到了婆婆家同样的见证，同样的遭遇。
And so they saw the testimony and life of their mother-in-law.
我们都知道，从这个字里行间可以看得出来，你看婆婆称两个儿媳妇为儿妇，是女儿们呢，显然他们婆媳关系是非常好的。
And we can read in between the lines and infer that the relationship between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law is very good.
而且婆婆经常给，你看我们刚才读的圣经，如果大家注意一下，经常给她儿妇们，两个儿妇们提及耶和华啊，耶和华如何如何，耶和华如何如何，你们回去吧，耶和华会祝福你们的，对吧？
And we see from the passage that she often mentioned Lord Jehovah to them.
Yeah, 是常常，所以两个儿妇在她家中常常听到关于神的事。
And so her daughters-in-law often heard of the things of Jehovah in the household.
但另外一个方面啊，他们的生活所显出来是完全不一样的。
But on the other hand, the life that they lived at was completely different.
一家男人都死光了。
After all the men in the household died.
三个寡妇，剩下的三个寡妇，你知道那个时代三千年前，寡妇是没有生活来源，没有生活保障的，非常非常凄惨的，可怜的。
And so you know that that time, 3,000 years ago, if you were a widow, that you had no security and no lifeline, it was very tragic.
所以读圣经的人告诉我们，在整本圣经里边最苦的女人就是拿俄米，就是这个婆婆。
And you know that the Bible tells us that the most bitter woman in this time was Naomi.
Yeah. 可以想象这个福音有多难传呢、啊？一方面你就神啊，神要赐平安给你，要祝福你们；另一方面你自己的遭遇呢，就是非常非常遭人可怜的。
And can you imagine how difficult it was to spread the gospel at that time? On one hand, you need to say that God is gracious to you and blesses you, but at the same time, your experience is very difficult.
而拿俄米自己也对自己的儿媳妇说：“是耶和华伸手攻击我，对不对？”
And Naomi herself said to her daughters-in-law that the hand of the Lord has gone forth against me.
婆婆一边说啊，你们要回到自己娘家去吧，神赐福给你。就另一方面呢，又说神在攻击我，啊，自己的遭遇非常凄惨。
On one hand, she is telling her daughters-in-law, "Go back to your mother's home and be blessed." On the other hand, she is saying that the Lord is against me.
我们今天传福音的弟兄姊妹很多哈，我们都知道给家人传福音是最困难的。
And there are many of us who preach the gospel here today, and we all know that it is most difficult to preach the gospel to your own family members.
因为一方面你可以把神讲得非常好，非常祝福我们，非常看顾我们；另一方面呢，家人看到你平时间行为怎么就不是这个样子呢？
Because we can tell them that the Lord will bless you and will watch over you, but then they see our lives and they say, why doesn't it look like that?
从我们中间有传福音的姊妹啊，丈夫也还没信主，女儿也没有信主。啊，家人妈妈最近跟他说：“你信你的，我信我的，对不对？”我妈妈曾经也对我这么讲过。
And so we have a sister amongst us who has a husband who does not believe, a child who does not believe, and her mother recently told her, "You believe what you believe, I'll believe what I believe." And this is something similar that my family said to me.
Right. 所以你看，实际上这个两个儿媳妇所听见的福音和所看见的事实啊，确实让他们可以想象为什么其中的一个儿媳妇要离开。
And so if you see what gospel was told to them and then the experience that they saw, you can understand why one of the daughters-in-law chose to leave.
在圣经里面有人告诉我们啊，最苦的女人就是这个拿俄米，就是这个故事里中的婆婆。你大家知道最苦的男人是谁吗？
And so the Bible tells us that the most bitter woman, experienced woman is Naomi. Do you know who the most miserable man was in the Bible?
大家能猜得出来，圣经里边最最苦的那个男人是谁吗？
Can you
男的是谁吗？
Guess who is the most miserable man?
约伯，对，就是约伯啊。
That's correct, Job.
你知道约伯也是非常非常苦的。你知道约伯在苦难中的时候，他的妻子怎么样嘲笑他吗？
And do you know it's true that Job was a miserable man? And do you know how his wife sneered at him?
当约伯在最苦的时候，因为他相信神啊，最苦的时候，他妻子怎么说？妻子说：“你去死吧，你咒诅你的神，你去死吧。”这样说出这样的话来。所以你就想象，因为他们看得见我们去遭遇的苦难了。
And so do you know what Job's wife said to him when he was at his lowest point because he still believed in God? She said to him, why don't you go and die? Curse your God and die.
Yeah. 所以俄尔巴其中的一个儿媳妇离开是非常合情合理的。
And so it is very reasonable to understand why one of the daughters-in-law left.
虽然一开始她也不想离开,但是婆婆这个人确实对她非常好,也很可怜,遭人同情啊。但是拿俄米劝说她,你还是离开吧。
And at the beginning, she was unwilling because Naomi treated her well and was also very pitiful. But in the end, Naomi encouraged her to say, leave.
婆婆给她分析利弊,你想想看,你要跟我回到以色列,你是个摩押女子,人家以色列人看不上你的。
And so Naomi convinced her with logic, and one of them was saying that if you return to Israel with me, you are a Moabite. The Israelites looked down upon the Moabites.
Right, 而你回到你娘家,就是你从小成长的地方,你可以重新嫁人,重新开始新的家庭,多好。
But if you go home to your mother's, then you can start over, remarry and start a family. And so one of the daughters-in-law, not Ruth, wept bitterly and then left.
我读到这儿的时候我很好奇啊，我们今天要有福音朋友来到我们中间，绝对没有一个人，绝对没有一个传福音说跟你讲你信主的好处不好的说，你还是离开我们吧。 我们都巴不得所有的福音朋友留下来不走，对吧？
And so I was very, when I read this part, I wondered, because not one of us, when we preach the gospel to our friends, give all the pros and cons and then say, leave. We all wish for them to stay.
绝对不会，我们来福音朋友来到我们中间哈，至少在九点之前，我们都跟他们泡茶。每次来的时候，我们跟他泡茶，甚至有的弟兄姊妹说，你怎么星期天的时候能泡茶？哎，我们想要让弟兄，让福音朋友留下来。
And so we would always, in times before, you know, steep a pot of tea, and then folks would ask, why are you brewing tea? And it's because that we want our gospel friends to stay.
Yes, 所以我们是这样的。但是拿俄米不是，拿俄米说你们离开吧，跟我去没什么好处。
But on the contrary, Naomi was not like this. She said, she told them to leave, and the Lord bless you as you leave.
但是我们看这个时候路德的选择。
But then at this time, let's take a look at Ruth's choice.
圣经说路德舍不得婆婆。
The Bible says that Ruth clung to her mother-in-law.
Right, clung to, 就是好像是要贴在婆婆的身上,依附于婆婆,不想离开。
She could not bear to leave her mother-in-law and wanted to stay by her side.
这个婆婆还不甘心,再次跟她说,你还是走吧,你看你的嫂子都已经离开了。
But her mother-in-law was still not willing and told her once again, you should leave, even your sister-in-law has left.
你的嫂子已经回去拜她的神去了。Your
sister-in-law has gone back to her gods.
哇,这个路德一听非常坚定的就说了一段话,是整个路德记最重要的一段圣经。
And so after hearing this, Ruth said very determinedly in what has become the most famous portion of this book.
就是16节,17节啊。Verses 16 and 17.
And Ruth said, do not urge me to leave you or turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God.
除非死能够使你我分离,否则愿耶和华重重地降罚于我。路德到一个地步,甚至就不留后路的,好像有点发咒,在启示地说,我不绝不离开你。
Thus may the Lord do to me, and worse, if anything but death parts you and me. And so Ruth looked like she had no, she could not turn back.
这个是路德蒙福的第一个原因,婆婆一看就不再劝她了。
And so this was the first reason for why Ruth was so blessed. And then Naomi, when she saw Ruth's determination, did not try to convince her anymore.
其实我们以为,有的时候我们读圣经到这儿时,我们会以为说,哇,这个路德的信心有多大多大。
And sometimes when we read this portion of the Bible, we say, look at how great Ruth's faith was.
其实这个时候根本谈不上信心。
In actuality, you cannot even talk about faith at this point.
其实圣经在这很简单的就告诉我们,因为她舍不得婆婆,英文用的一个特别的词,就是她贴附在婆婆身上,不愿意离开。
The Bible very clearly tells us that at this time it's because Ruth could not bear to leave Naomi. In English it says she clung to Naomi.
所以为什么, 我们一直在想说, 为什么Ruth会有这样的决定?
And we always wonder, why is it that Ruth made this decision?
因为婆婆的遭遇实在是太苦了, 我们都知道她的丈夫死了, 两个儿子也死了, 最后孤苦伶仃的一个老妇人, 一个寡妇。
Because we know that Naomi's life was quite difficult. Her husband died, her two sons died, and she's going to live the life of a widow.
Yeah. 就是因为她听说神重新眷顾犹大的百姓，她就想要回去，因为在那里有粮食。
And she wanted to return home because she had heard that the Lord had visited his people by giving them food.
其实这个时候的拿俄米啊，你也不能说她信心有多大，她的信心其实蛮微弱的，但是她就那么一点点。 她要相信这位耶和华她的神。
And we cannot say that Naomi's faith was very strong at this point. It was actually quite weak, but she believed that the Lord had blessed his people.
其实有个很好的例子，你去看约伯记啊，约伯记很长，这个录的就很短。约伯记你整个从头看到尾，其实你看看约伯的，越没有什么意象，哇，原来神这么伟大，他不是那样的，他就是紧紧的抓住，在最苦难的时候，他紧紧抓住，这是我的神，所以我要找他讲理去。
And if you read the book of Job, it is actually quite long. But if you read the book of Job, there is no mention of, that he believed that God was so great and so magnificent. It was only Job only believed that this is my Lord. He held tight to that notion that this is my God, so I am going to go to him.
其实约伯在能够坚持下去，就是他简单的相信他的神是神。其实拿俄米在这是一模一样的做法。
And so Job was able to endure and to go on because he believed that the God was his Lord. And the same goes for Naomi.
我们以为其实就是这么一点微弱的信心，我相信吸引了路德。
And I believe that just this little bit of faith pushed Ruth forward.
我们都以为说啊，我们要有多么伟大的事情，伟大的事情才能够吸引人去相信神。
We often say that we need something great, a great showing to in order to convince others to believe in the Lord.
Right. So 我最当时我记得刚刚信主没多久，那个时候我还在读书。哎呀，我就跟神祷告，我有一个很大的祷告。神啊，你要让我得诺贝尔奖啊，诺贝尔化学奖，我是学化学的。
And so I also thought this when I first believed, and I was still studying in school. So I would pray to the Lord, Lord, you need to give me a Nobel Prize.
我跟神说，如果我要真得诺贝尔奖，那么我站在诺贝尔奖的讲台上，我就宣告，我要从此传福音了。我就这样就可以吸引万人来跟随耶稣，是吧？这是人的想法。
And so I prayed to God that if you gave me a Nobel Prize, and when I stand upon that podium, then I will use it to preach the gospel from then on.
其实不是的。
But this is man's thinking, but actually it doesn't work like this.
人神从来不是靠这个人的好像伟大的工程哦，这个某某伟大的人信主了，所以我们要跟着去信主。
God does not work like this in showing that oh, this great man was so blessed, and therefore we need to believe in God.
反而是那些在苦难中仍然坚持相信的人。
But on the contrary, he uses those who are in difficulty.
我们在手术台上 对临死的时候，医生找不到治疗的方式，那个爆的血管在哪里？这个时候他向神祷告，这么一个简单的信心可以吸引人。For
example, when someone is sick and they go to the hospital and the doctor can't find the vein to administer the medication, so it's during this kind of experience that will lead others to Christ.
可以吸引一些人。同样，当我们在这个整个事件处在这个疫情期间，丈夫死了。 就剩下自己的人，弟兄姊妹都担心，哇，这个以后怎么办呢？夫妻关系这么好，但是当姊妹来到我们中间，坐在那里的时候，就是一个见证，就能够吸引人。For
example, a sister whose husband died during the pandemic, we were all worried, what would the sister do? But then seeing the sister sit amongst us, that is a testimony.
就是这样的人吸引了路德，啊，路德有了这么坚定的心。 她要，她对拿自己的婆婆说：“你的神就是我的神，尽管我不知道你的神是什么个真实的样子。”And
so it was this kind of life that Ruth saw, and that made her say that your God shall be my God.
好，为什么哈？我们都知道说我们信耶稣基督啊，为什么要有这个坚定的、愿意的心非常重要。And
so why is it that we say that in order to believe in when we believe in God, this determined heart is so important?
而且是像路德那样的。我们今天你知道路德的那个愿意的心，其实就是今天我们所说的觉知祷告，对吧？我们觉知愿意相信，就是这个意思。
And so this heart that Ruth had is what we call is what we say today that when we have make the decision,
make a
determination
to want to believe.
Yeah, determination to want to believe.
Yeah, 而且是那种非常坚定的那种。
And it is a very determined kind of desire.
我们凭着我们对我们的神的认识，如果遇见一个人说我愿意相信，我真的愿意相信，相信神绝对不会置之不理的。
And so in our understanding of the Lord, if we meet someone who truly says that they want to know the God and to believe, he will not be left empty-handed.
我们在跟别人传福音的时候说啊，你信耶稣就得永生啊，这是白白的恩典。
And so we often say, I want to preach the gospel, if you believe, you will receive eternal life. This is a free grace.
恩典就是说我们不配，神给了我们，就像那个路德，他是被咒诅的，结果他就得到了很大的福气，这是恩典。
And so grace is receiving something that we do not deserve. For example, like Ruth, she was called even though she was from a cursed people.
白白的恩典就是说你根本就不用付任何代价。
And so a free grace means that you don't have to put up any cost.
因为是耶稣基督啊，他在十字架上代替我们的罪时，他付了那个沉重的代价。
And it is all because of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was our substitute on that cross, and paid that price for us.
我们一直告诉人是信耶稣得永生是白白的恩典，但是还真的有一个条件。
And so we all say to believe in the Lord Jesus and to receive eternal life, this is a free grace. But there actually is one criteria.
就是你要相信。
That you must believe.
啊，我们都知道啊，圣经告诉我们，我们人真的信不来的，我们连信心都是神给我们的。
We know that the Bible says that we cannot believe on our own. Even our faith is given by God.
所以我们弟兄姊妹跟别人传福音的时候，常常说啊，其实人真正能做的还不是相信，你信都信不来，因为信是从神来的。你唯一能做的是有一颗愿意的心。
And so we can say that the man cannot do anything except to be willing to believe.
这就是我们常常说你要决志，你要决定，愿意相信。
And this is what we often say that you need to make that decision, that determination that you want to believe.
越坚定的相信，那就越真的能够信。
And the firmer you have this conviction, the more willing you are, the better to believe.
那可能有人就说，那你这样坚定的信，坚定的愿意相信，那不就是条件？就那不也是有代价吗？那就不是白白的了。
And then you can say, but isn't it to be determined to be and to be willing? Isn't that a type of cost?
你明明告诉我信耶稣的永生是白白的恩典，神也愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦。结果现在你要让我相信了，啊，我也没信不来，我愿意，你才能够给我这个，这不是有条件啊，谈不上白白吗
？And you tell me that the Lord wants all to believe and that it is a free grace, but that I can only receive it if I believe. Isn't that a price?
怎么样理解这件事
？So then, how do you explain this?
我最近在为我们的孙子孙女吃饭，我得到一个启示。
Recently, as I was feeding my grandson and granddaughter, I received this revelation.
我的孙子他不喜欢吃肉。
My grandson does not like to eat meat.
啊，但你知道我们花了很大的心血，煮了一顿很好吃的肉，那是很好的东西啊，那是白白的恩典，他还不花一分钱，对不对？我就喂，而且还送到他口边上。
And so we made this very delicious meat dish, and put a lot of effort into it. And isn't it that we freely gave it to them? They didn't have to put in any effort to make it, and we even delivered it to their tableside.
我知道 Billy 的那个爷那个老爷爷是这样的。你看他教会里边，每次吃饭就追着 Billy 的后面，拿着饭要去喂，那是白白的恩典，那就是饭了。但是他也不 Billy 也不花一分钱的，但是他 Billy 就不愿意吃。我孙子也是，每次很难让他开口。
And it's like when we see Billy at church here, his grandfather chases him around trying to feed him rice. That is free grace. Right? Billy does not put any effort into being the food, and yet he's still unwilling to eat it. The same with my grandchildren. He would not eat it.
Yeah, 有时候你利诱他的时候，他就把嘴巴张开一点点，就好像是想要觉知又没觉知那样，张一点点口，对吧？
And so sometimes when you try to force him to eat it, he will open his mouth a little bit just to appear like he will eat it.
当你把肉一放在他嘴边的时候，一下把嘴闭上，你根本没办法送进去。
But then once you bring the meat close to his mouth, he shuts it, and you can't feed it to him.
这个明明是白白的恩典，但是他就不要你，根本没办法喂他。
This is clearly a free grace, but he doesn't want it.
但是我们家孙女就不一样，她喜欢吃肉，你知道吧？
But my granddaughter is a different story. She likes to eat meat.
你又胃进去，她也嘴张得大大的，那种很坚决的样子，你又很容易就胃进去了。
As soon as she sees the meat, you try to feed her. She opens her mouth wide and really wants it.
神其实就是这样的，白白的恩典想要送在你嘴边，送在你的手上。我们是一个好的礼物，但是我们人不要，我们得不到。
And so it is like this with God. He has prepared this great gift, this free grace, and he brings it before you. The man doesn't want it.
其实我们不是说我们在日常生活中我们就有很多当然我现在我们家里很担心我们孙女长得太胖了。
And so we actually had this worry in our household that our granddaughter is growing too plump.
但是我们的神给我们的恩典，给我们的永生，那是永永远远都是最好的，从来不会对我们有任何不好。
But the grace and the eternal life that the Lord gives us is entirely good. It will not be harmful to us.
各位在座我们都知道，其实怎么样能够显明我们的心是不是真的想要。
And so you may wonder, how do we show that our heart truly desires this?
因为我们日常生活中有好多好多的选择，很多选择确实是无关紧要。
And so in our life, there are many choices that we can make, and many of them appear innocuous.
但是其实有很多的时候能够看出来我们是不是真的想要。
But then oftentimes from the choices, we can see whether or not we truly want this.
比如说今天早晨，我们是在家里边躺在床上追剧啊，去看那些大陆拍的非常好的连续剧呢，还是来听福音？
For example, like this morning, do we choose to just lay in bed and watch many of the good dramas, or do we come to church to hear the gospel?
或者我们年轻人特别喜欢的啊，是今天到教会来去读圣经呢，还是呢玩游戏？那游戏有多精彩
？Or for like our young people, do you come and read the Bible, or do you choose to play games?
其实我们这些看似还无关紧要的选择啊。很多的时候我们的神在暗中的看我们究竟真的是不是愿意。
And so these seem like harmless choices, but in actuality, the Lord is watching us in secret.
你知道主耶稣在钉在十字架上的时候一边钉一个强盗对吧？
And you know that when the Lord Jesus was crucified on either side of him were thieves.
其中一个强盗对主耶稣说你不是基督吗？你基督你就救一下你自己也把我们一起跟着救了呀，就讥笑主耶稣。
And so one of the thieves was jesting at the Lord Jesus, saying, "Aren't you the Savior? So why don't you save yourself and us?"
但是另外一个强盗就简单的一句话，你得国的时候求你纪念我。另外一边的强盗。
But the thief on the other side simply said to the Lord Jesus, "When you enter into paradise, remember me."
就这么一个简单的话，主说今天你就要和我一起到乐园神同在的地方了。
And so because of those simple words, the Lord Jesus turned to him and said that today you will be with me in paradise.
当我们愿意决志的时候，其实神在暗中观看我们。
And so in actuality, when we make choices, the Lord is watching us in secret.
圣经告诉我们如果我们心怀二意的人在我们所行的事上没有定见这样的人从神那得不到什么。
And so the Lord says that those who ask because of being doubting or they're being double-minded or unstable in their ways, they will not gain anything.
这是路德蒙福的第一个原因。他虽然对神的认识非常有限，但是他认定了，所以这个坚定的心就是我们非常坚定的决志，这是一个最重要的原因。
And so this is the first reason as to why Ruth was so blessed, because even though her understanding of the Lord was small, she had a very determined heart.
好，我们来看第二个原因其实跟第一个相关的。我们因为时间缘故，我们只是读一处的圣经就可以了，读第二章。
And for time's sake, in the second reason, we're going to read a portion of the Bible, but for time's sake, just one portion.
我们请这个，我们还是中英文读，这个不多我们一起读一下。我读中文，你读英文。第二章第一节，拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。
Chapter 2, verse 1. Now Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a man of great wealth of the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz.
摩押女子路德对拿俄米说，容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。拿俄米说，女儿啊，你只管去。
And Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, Please let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after one in whose sight I may find favor. And she said to her, Go, my daughter.
路德就去了，来到田间，在收割的人身后拾取麦穗。他麦穗，他恰巧到了以利米勒本族的人波阿斯那块田里。
So she departed and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and she happened to come to a portion of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech.
第四节哈，波阿斯正从伯利恒来，这个词正从其实也可以翻译成恰巧。波阿斯恰巧从伯利恒来，对收割的人说，愿耶和华与你们同在。他们回答说，愿耶和华赐福于你。
Now behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and you could also translate this to say, coincidentally, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, May the Lord be with you. And they said to him, May the Lord bless you.
第五节，波阿斯问监管收割的仆人说，那是谁家的女子？
Verse 5, then Boaz said to his servant who was in charge of the reapers, Whose young woman is this?
好我们再还得再读一次，否则我们这个故事不全。好，我们再读第三章。第三章的第一节到第，往下读吧。第三章，路德的婆婆拿阿米对她说：“女儿啊，我不但为你找安身之处吗？使你享福。”
And we also read chapter 3. So chapter 3, verse 1. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, shall I not seek security for you that it may be well with you?"
你与波阿斯的使女常在一处，波阿斯不是我们的亲族吗？你今夜在场上，他今夜在场上播大麦。
Now is not Boaz our kinsman with whose maids you were? Behold, he winnows barley at the threshing floor tonight.
你要沐浴抹膏，换上衣服，下到场上，却不要使那人认出你来。你等他喝完了。
Wash yourself therefore and anoint yourself and put on your best clothes and go down to the threshing floor, but do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking.
到他睡的时候，你看准他睡的地方，就进去掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里，他必告诉你所当做的事。
It shall be when he lies down that you shall notice the place where he lies, and you shall go and uncover his feet and lie down, and then he will tell you what you shall do.
第五节，路德说：“凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。”
She said to her, "All that you do, all that you say, I will do."
这个第五节，凡你所吩咐的，我必遵行。这就是路德蒙福的第二个原因。
And so this verse 5, all that you say, I will do. This is the second reason that Ruth was blessed.
路德有个非常柔软，愿意顺服婆婆的心。
Ruth had this heart, the soft heart that was willing to obey her mother-in-law.
我们今天没有时间去分析了哈。其实婆婆让路德做的那件事，不管是在今天还是在当时，都是一件蛮令人难堪的事。
So we can't go into detail on it today, but what Naomi asked Ruth to do, whether it was back then or today, it's a very embarrassing action.
Right, 因为其实你要去看那个第三章、第四章中，你读完你就知道，其实无论是拿俄米也好，还是后来波阿斯也好，都告诉路德，你千万不要让别人看见。
And so you'll see if you read chapters 3 and 4, both Naomi and Boaz tell Ruth, don't let anybody see you.
因为一个年轻的女子啊，跑到一个男人的那个被子里掀开住在那儿，希望他能够赎他们家的财产，当然就要娶她为妻了。
And so for a young woman to go to where a man was laying, if once she's uncovered, then that man needs to be responsible for her.
路德哈，我们都知道路德他有个坚定的心，想要跟随婆婆走，但是同时他还有个柔软的心。
And we know that Ruth had a very determined heart to follow after her mother-in-law, but she also had a very soft heart.
这个是个非常不容易的哈，两方面。一般说我们都知道，如果一个人很坚强哈，就很顽固，那么他就心就很刚硬。但是在路德身上，这两个都有。
And so if this is actually rare because sometimes when we say someone has a very determined or stubborn heart, then we say that their heart was hardened. But in Ruth, she had a soft heart.
其实这就是为什么你看哈，在教会的里面信耶稣基督的姊妹会更多，原因就是因为女的她也很坚强，但是她也很愿意顺服。
And so this is why we see so many sisters in the church, is because they may have a very strong heart, but also a very soft heart.
其实我们在圣经里边最能够表现这两方面的特点的就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And in the Bible, the best example of these two aspects is our Lord Jesus.
他能够为了完成神的那个救赎，对人类的救赎，他非常坚定啊！他从以色列北面从山上下来，面如坚石，走向十字架，因为那是个非常痛苦的，的那个刑罚。
And so, in order to become the savior of mankind, he had to be very determined to walk that path to the cross.
同时。他是每一件事情都去顺服神圣灵给他的带领，他是那样的柔和谦卑啊。我们如果说你要描述我们的主是什么样一位主，你所看到他就是一个非常柔和谦卑的人，这是他最大的特点。
And so he also was very obedient to the will of the Father. And if you had to describe our Lord Jesus, you would describe him as very humble.
所以今天我们这些人要真的寻求我们。寻求神，要相信他。我们不光要认定他，像路德那样，我们也要有一个向着神一个柔和的心、顺服的心。
And so, if we truly want to find God, we one not only need to have determination, but also soft-heartedness.
为什么这个柔和的心非常重要
？Why is having a soft heart so important？
因为当我们决志，我们决定要相信这位神的时候，相信耶稣基督的时候。
Because when we make a decision to believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们那个时候只是个愿意的心，我们还必须要这个愿意的心要被神转化成信心。
Because at that point, it's only a willing heart, a willingness. We need to have the Lord turn that willingness into belief.
这个转化的过程就是我们遇见神的过程。
And that transformation is when we meet the Lord.
所以圣经里边关于我们的信心的定义，就是我们所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
And so that's why the Bible says the substantiation of our faith is the things of
faith is the things
hoped for materialized or substantiated.
Right. 其实有一个非常重要的词啊，我们这圣经这节圣经非常复杂哈，就是当我们遇见神的时候，我们那个愿意的心就被实化了，就 substantiate。就真的找到那个证据了，我们这个时候就真的信了。
And so that when we meet God, then that belief it becomes substantiated, and we have evidence, and it becomes faith.
Yeah. 今天说你信，你为什么信？因为你有了确据。谁的确据？神把这个确据给了你，放在你的心里边，让你看见了。
And so when people ask why do you believe today, it's because God has given us this evidence.
好了，为什么柔软顺服的心很重要？
And so then why is a soft-hearted, soft and obedient heart important?
因为当我们愿意顺服的时候，我们要愿意相信神，想要相信神的时候，神就会借着环境，借着周围的人物来安排所有的事情，让我们去遇见他。
And it's because when we want to believe, then God will use our environment around us, experiences around us to help us know him.
就能够遇见这位又真又活的神。
So that we can meet this true and living God.
你看我们刚才读圣经，大家也许没有注意到啊，路德记有一个很特别的词，巧，恰巧啊，正好遇见这件事情发生，好像都是偶然一下，哎，口音谁等怎么样，就说正好路德跑到了波阿斯的田里边去。
And so when we were reading, Ruth may not have noticed, but there is a specific phrase that's unique, and it says, behold, or coincidentally, or it just happened.
然后呢，波阿斯正好恰好来到这个田里边，看见了路德。
It happened that Ruth went to Boaz's field to glean, and it happened that Boaz came back to the field.
其实，在路德记里边还出现恰巧的地方，都是正好，好像这些事情就在那就发生了。我们很多人就说，哦，这是运气，对吧
？And there are other instances where things seem to happen coincidentally, and so for us to read it, we might just think, oh, this is luck.
啊，其实基督徒啊，从来不相信运气的。因为我们都知道背后都是神在后面安排。
But actually, Christians do not talk of or believe in luck because we know that behind all these things is an arrangement of God.
所以将来信主以后，记得哈，你以为是在偶然、突然好像运气来了，在那儿发生的事情，请记住，不是运气。基督徒不应该相信运气，所有的事情都是神在背后安排。
So once you believe anything that we thought were due to luck or coincidence, please know that there is no such thing as luck and that it is all God in the background making arrangements.
我要借五分钟的时间，因为刚才这弟兄在这先耽误了五分钟，所以我也要借五分钟啊。
So I'm going to take 5 more minutes of time because we started 5 minutes late.
Yes, because they also spend another 5 minutes. Right, so. 我想这个非常非常重要，因为我们的神，当我们愿意相信他的时候，其实神就借着我们周围的环境，借着弟兄姊妹的祷告，借着各样的事情，想要对我们讲话，想要告诉我们他是真的神。
And so this is very important because that once we decide to believe, God will use our circumstances, our environment, the prayers of others to make himself known to us.
你知道吗？在读路德记的人，很多人读路德记的人常常会发现到，这个拿俄米特像我们基督徒所说的圣灵，好像什么事情都是按照他的事情在安排路德该做的事情。
So do you know that when some people read the book of Ruth, they say that Naomi is very much like the Holy Spirit because she was arranging everything in the background.
而波阿斯呢，好像就像耶稣基督一样的，因为耶稣基督也是神，好像什么事情也是他在做这个做那个安排路德所有的事情。
And that Boaz is like the Lord Jesus because he was doing this and doing that for Ruth.
确实从预表的角度上，你看得到，哇，波阿斯真的像基督那样的，拿俄米真的像圣灵，其实他们都是人。
And while you study, you may believe or think that yes, Naomi is like the Holy Spirit, Boaz is like the Lord Jesus, but in reality, they are just humans.
其实是神在背后，不管是使用拿俄米这位婆婆也好，还是波阿斯这位未来那路德的丈夫也好，其实都是在做同样的事情，要赐福给这个坚定想要相信他的人。
But in actuality, it is God using Naomi and Boaz, the future husband of Ruth, to serve Ruth as someone who had a determined heart.
其实我们每个基督徒只要仔细的想想我们一生的信主，我们都会发觉到很多时候我们都碰到很多恰巧的事情。
And so as Christians, if we really think about it, we will realize there are many things in our lives that seem to happen by coincidence.
我信主没多久以后，我就会恰巧有我要需要西装嘛，有时候像去场台上见证，就有人送我西装。
And so when I not long after I believed,
那时候穷学生买不起的。
Not long after I believed, coincidentally, I needed a suit because I was a poor student and couldn't afford one. But then someone gave me a suit.
那个时候我们要接送一些福音朋友去教会去听福音，就有人送我们，几乎是在送我们一辆几乎崭新的车。
And
那个时候我们是学生，我们姊妹就知道根本买不起的。
And one time when we needed transportation to bring friends to a gospel meeting, someone gave us a car, and my wife knows at that time we couldn't afford a car.
Right. 所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们有个柔软的心，我们愿意坚定的想要相信神，又有个柔软的心的时候，你会发觉到神借着环境不断的对我们讲话。
And so, if we have this soft heart and this determination, we'll find that the Lord uses our circumstances, our environments, things around us to really bring us to Him.
借着这些事情，我们遇见神了、啊。这个时候，我们的愿意的心就变成了一个信心。这个时候，我们才知道，哦，原来信心真是从神来的。
To use these happenstances to bring us to God, and so that we would know that He is real, and then truly believe.
啊，最后啊，我们都知道。我们不管我们有多么坚定的信，坚定的愿意的心也好。
And lastly, we know that no matter our determination or our willingness,
yeah, 或者我们的心有多么柔软也好。
And also how soft our heart is.
如果神不赐给我们，我们真的不能信他。
If God did not come searching for us, then we would not have the chance to believe.
但是我们也知道神非常愿意。
But we also know that God is very willing.
神在历史上找到了路德这个愿意相信他的人。
In history, he found Ruth, someone who was very willing to believe in him.
借着路德神把大卫一个荣耀的以色列最荣耀的国度带出来，结束了那个黑暗的士师时代。
And through Ruth, he brought about David, the Israelites' most glorious king, who brought the Israelites out of their dark times.
同样在今天，我们的神也在寻找一些。非常愿意想要相信他的人。
And likewise today, the Lord is looking for those who are very willing to believe in Him.
有一个柔软的心，神可以在他身上做他要做的工作，使我们能够遇见神，更多的、更深的相信他。
Those with a soft heart so that He can use to do His work, and also so that we can know Him more.
神要借着这样的人要做什么事，大家知道吗？
And so, does everyone know what God wants to use these types of people for?
就是要结束今天我们所这个黑暗的是非不分的时代。
It is to end these dark times where we don't know right from wrong.
要带进我们的耶稣基督，他要再来，然后要带进一个非常荣耀的国度。
To bring about the second coming of our Lord Jesus into and to bring about a glorious kingdom.
所以我们其实我们很羡慕路德，神为我们预备的一点不比路德差。
And so we may be envious of Ruth, but what the Lord has prepared for us is no less than what was done for Ruth.
所以大家请来相信我们的主，你有一个愿意的心就够了。
And so we ask of you to believe in the Lord Jesus. As long as you have a willing heart, that is enough.
你有个柔软的心，你必定能够遇见我们的主，因为我们的主巴不得能够把这个白白的恩典给我们。
And if you have a soft heart, then you will definitely meet the Lord because the Lord wants to give you this free grace.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
父啊，我们感谢赞美你，你借着路德记来告诉我们。
Father God, we give you praise and thanks because you have used the book of Ruth.
你要拯救我们。
To tell us that you want to save us.
借着你的爱子耶稣基督在十字架上的死。
And that your beloved son and his death on the cross.
他的宝血可以接近我们所有的罪恶。
And his precious blood still can forgive us of all of our sins.
我们可以达到你圣洁的要求。
And so that we can meet your holy standards.
我们不再经历你的审判。
And we will no longer experience your judgment.
我们得到永生，成为你的儿女。
And we can experience eternal life and become your children.
我们一起啊，你要借着我们结束这个。混乱、肮脏、不公平的时代。
And together, you will use us to end this chaotic and unrighteous dark time.
带进一个非常公义、完美的国度。
To bring in a righteous and lovely kingdom.
主啊，你保守在座所有的还在寻求信仰的人。
Lord, would you watch over all of those who are still searching?
还寻找你的人。
And searching for the truth and for you.
主啊，当他们愿意相信的时候。
That when they are willing to believe,
你向他们显现,
that you would reveal yourself to them.
让他们一个愿意的心变成一个坚定的信仰,
and that willingness to believe becomes a determined faith.
直到从此以后, 他们不在这个世上流荡,
and so that from then on they would not be tossed about in this world.
回到我们天父的天家里,
but rather return to the household of our Heavenly Father.
因为那本来就应该是我们的。
Because this originally was supposed to be ours.
我们只是回家而已。
And we are only coming home.
父啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, Father, we thank you.
祝福在座所有的还在寻找你的人。
Would you bless all of those who are still searching for you?
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Yeah.